Yo, and everybody on the offensive, I'm DJ Horse Goo. We will be coming up on the offensive, 23 minutes to the bottom of the hour. Stick with us on Night Ride FM. I'm DJ Horse Goo. MMO taking off. Episode 202. Tuesday is news day.
Fed.
You are not a Fed.
Let me ask you to look again at the map.
Take the
Having like a laggy computer issue. I didn't like that. But DJ Horsegoo fixed it. Looks like I got a little goo on my motherboard. Or should I say your motherboard? DJ Horsegoo. Bottom of the hour is 30 minutes. Where's the 30 located? By the 6. The 6 is at the bottom of the clock. You've been delogicked. You've been horsegooed. 15 minutes to the bottom of the hour, which is 5:30 at the bottom of the clock. We will be taking off on MMO 202, just waiting on John G. Dew. Getting amped. Getting angry. Everyone's angry these days. Everyone is angry. Looks like we're getting some John G. Duke clips dropped. 9 minutes to the bottom of the hour. You are on the offensive. That's right, folks, I'm playing this live, just a reminder. Making this guitar cry, baby. Oh, thank God. Oh, geez, John, I've been doing 30 minutes guitar solo, waiting for you.
Ah, you must have some pretty good calluses built up.
Oh, yeah, they're callousy. I touched Elise last night, and she's like, ugh, get away from me.
I didn't marry a working man. I married a podcaster.
Get away from me, crustacean man. Yeah, that's right. Get your lobster fingers off of me. I used to play acoustic guitar a lot, high school, college, and I had pretty solid calluses built up. Oh, I forgot to disable Feeney's stupid personality thing. Can you unload I wish you could unload a thing. Oh, let's see. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Looks like we get a couple of segments. Oh, surprising you want to talk about that. You haven't really talked about that at all.
Yeah.
Are you putting your clips in my folders?
If they are named the same, they will go into the folder.
That actually makes a lot of sense, so I appreciate that. It's in the Iran folder. No, it's not. The other one. Oh. How are you doing, John?
Doing well. Doing well. I think I ate a little bit too much before the show.
Oh, did you see the thing I sent you about our mutual friend?
Yes.
Oh, there are many things that men, there are few things that will get men to do things more than the power of women and love. But at the end of the day, I'd rather everyone be loved. Even if you have to become an activist to do it. Alrighty. Let's see here. We've tooted. We're live on both of those. Love is life. Systems are go here. Welcome in, everybody.
On the offensive.
Fuck whites.
What?
Hey, I'm just trying to be popular, man.
That's right. That's right. Okay, I'm good to go when you are.
Well, might as well.
Well, let's clear the airwaves. Get ready for a big one.
I am preparing you that I may have to step away for just a minute. But I'll let you know.
Oh, Jay Radical, OTO. Glad to have you back on the live, my friend. Okay, perfect. Let me think. Talked about guns last time. Just trying to decide my filibuster right now. I think I got it. Ready when you are. What, when do you have to, is it soon that you have to step away, or is it, maybe that was the warning. Maybe this is the step away that we are going through right now.
No.
No,
it's I'm not. Here. Let's get it on.
Get it on.
It must be quite apparent by this time to any thinking individual that the people of our country and people of other countries all over the world are coming to face a moment of grave decision. The time when we will choose the course of our future.
Oklahoma, Texas, New York, Philadelphia, around the world, it's gonna be a big nut bus.
The Millennial Media Offensive Podcast is now live.
That's right. Today is January 13th, 2026. You're listening to MMO number 102, and from the great city and state of St. Louis, Missouri.
Nope, that's wrong.
201.
It's 202.
202. Dyslexia. What a bear. Okay. That was fun. It's been a long time since we've had a false start, huh?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I got to check something.
He's checking something. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, indeed. John is checking. He's checking on something. What is it? We don't know. It could be his mail. Could be his pants.
Okay, let's try it again. Let's get it on.
Get it on.
It must be quite apparent by this time to any thinking individual that the people of our country and people of other countries all over the world are coming to face a moment of grave decision.
Come in, confluence.
The time when we will choose the course of our future.
Oklahoma, Texas.
Confluence, are you there?
Philadelphia.
Yep.
Around the world, it's going to be a big nut.
Can you not hear that? Can you not hear the intro?
We have lost connection to Confluence. Oh, here we go.
I was doing the intro.
I don't hear it.
Yeah, I just looked at my thing. It said I was muted. Third time's a try. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
You know what? This is because you said get it on before 5:30. It was 5:29 when you said get it on, and it was just, bad juju.
Yeah, okay.
All right, my bad. All right, here we go. What's that thing you say?
Let's get it on.
Get it on.
It must be quite apparent by this time to any thinking individual that the people of our country and people of other countries all over the world are coming to face a moment of grave decision. The time when we will choose the course of our future.
Oklahoma, Texas, New York, Philadelphia, around the world, it's going to be a big nut bust.
The Millennial Media Offensive Podcast is now live.
That's right. Today's January 13th, 2026. You're listening to MMO number 202. And from the great city and state of St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Dan Gehring.
And from America's South Coast, where unless I'm situating the monitor, I'm monitoring the situation, I'm John G. Dew.
You know, Elise asked me that because I've been saying that a lot. She's like, what are you doing? Or what are you thinking about? And I've been saying, monitoring the situation. And she goes, is that a thing? Or is that just a thing that you and your geopolitic nerd friends talk about? And I said both.
It is a meme.
Yeah, it has become a meme. Monitoring the situation. I love it. I love the old, are you winning, son meme? With instead of the dad, it's the wife or the girlfriend. It's like, are you done monitoring the situation? No, never.
The situation never ends.
It's one of those years. Where it's been like the last couple of weeks. You know, there's periods of time where nothing happens, and then it's like constant situation monitoring all the time. There's always something popping off. And last week was no different.
Yeah, and then you get these weeks in the wake of things happening where those things are still being discussed, but there are very few new details to discuss. So you just get the same rehashing of events in the media, and it makes it difficult to find a diversity of topics. And you end up having to, you know, revisit things that we've already talked about. Like, I don't think much of our analysis from last week on Iran is going to be that much different tonight.
No, we were talking about the protests last week in Iran and how they're ongoing, and it's pretty much been, well, we're going to do something about it, Trump waving his fist at Iran, and people are like, well, what are we going to do? He's like, I'm not going to tell you. It seems like, though, we might be within 48 hours of striking him.
That's what he's implying.
Yeah.
I saw, right before we went live, I saw a claim that Trump said if Iran hangs any protesters, we would intervene, which a week
which
ago.
Is a marked difference between shooting and killing.
Yes. Yeah. Which I'm not convinced of this, but that shift in a red line for Trump, it's the first indicator to me that this might be over.
What might be over?
The Iran situation. It may already be over on the ground.
Like we've done something or the protest is quelled and the regime
is quelled.
Stands.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, there has been an internet blackout for the past 4 or 5 days in Iran. No communications. You know, my indirect family member hasn't been able to contact anyone and no one's been able to contact them in Iran. So that's it's concerning, to say the least. But yeah, there's a lot of fake information coming out. I shared a post to you that suggested we had moved B-2 bombers to Diego Garcia just south of India, and that was false. That was not.
Yeah, moments later, you sent a correction.
I go, yep. Turns out that's fake information. Yeah, there's really not a lot that can be known. The number of protesters killed I've seen has gone from like 26. Then it was in the 200s, 400s, and then it jumped up to like 2,000, 4,000. So I don't think anyone knows what's going on right now.
Yeah, well, they don't. And that's why, and I'm sort of jumping the shark here, that's why you get these numbers coming out of protesters killed, and anyone who has the discernment to ask, well, where do these numbers come from, find that they come from an activist group based, I believe, out of D.C. So they don't know. They don't know anything.
They're estimating. An interesting thing is all of a sudden, I think sometime today, telecoms were restored in Iran for a short period of time, and then information was able to get out. So we are told, which is unique because it really feels more of like an activist group saying, oh, things are really bad. Okay, I got to go. They're turning off the phone again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, not to get too far ahead, I do have some Iran clips, lest we have a short show. So I feel like since we're already jumping down this this topic hole, we should play some of them.
That's right. Let's dive into this topic hole.
A topic hole, if you will.
That's right.
First, I've got a report from BBC with two, and you know, you get into the, anytime you have something like this happening, there are particular flags you can look for that will tell you that the people reporting these things actually don't know much at all. I mean, it's really just a bunch of notes.